The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. After Jesus had spoken, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. The Lord said to him, "O you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with plunder and evil. You fools! Did not the maker of the outside also make the inside? But as to what is within, give alms, and behold, everything will be clean for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Just this morning, doing a little spiritual reading, I came upon these words, and I found them rather fitting for the gospel today. It says, "Worldly people love ephemeral bodily beauty. Worldly people love the passing beauty of the body, while noble souls love the spiritual richness of souls. Those who love in a divine way should love the glory of God in souls. Those who love in a divine way should seek to see Jesus Christ formed in souls." The Pharisees were more concerned about outer beauty than inner beauty. When I read that, I thought about a quote that I mentioned at 10:30 Mass this last weekend. I was speaking with an exorcist not too long ago, and he said something when he first said it, it struck me. I thought, gosh, could that be true? He said, "The sacrament of confession is infinitely more powerful than the rite of exorcism." And I thought, what? You know, how could that be? I said, "Father, really? What do you mean by that?" He said, "A possessed person can go to confession and be freed from their sins while still remaining possessed. And if they died in that possession, they would go to heaven. Whereas a possessed person could go through the rite of exorcism and be freed from an evil spirit and yet remain in their sins and still be lost." And I thought, man, the importance of purity of soul. This morning, flipping through the writings of St. Teresa of Avila, these words seemed apropos. Teresa of Avila was given a mystical insight into the splendor of the human soul, that it was created to be the dwelling place of God in the Holy Spirit, with our Lord Jesus Christ reigning as King at the center of the soul. And she understood, therefore, that every tiny ounce of spiritual growth would be for the glory of that soul for all eternity, and that the means by which the soul grows is an increase in love of God. And so she once said this, "My King, I beseech you that all to whom I speak become mad for love of you, that they might be entirely free, that nothing other than you can give them pleasure. I would desire to see no other person than those who are sick with the sickness that I now have, to be madly in love with you." May we ask our Lord for that love as we receive him today.